Well, I'm pretty schizo when it comes to my work because I do so many different things. And like, I'll work on a play, which means rehearsing in the evening. And sometimes it'll last for 6 weeks, sometimes it'll last for 10 weeks. And that's what I do. But then, oh, I got a 2 days on Young and the Restless, so I'll go do that. Or like, I'm shooting a web series now, and that schedule-wise is whatever they can, drum up. It's very skitsy. I do a podcast where I go out to Chapman University and we do this fantastic podcast. And plus, I write. So my days, I couldn't tell you day to day to day what a single day is like because it's always different. There was a period where I thought, why am I an actor? Why don't I go do something that's a little more sturdy? And I realized what it is. I am never happier than whether I'm on a stage or in front of a camera and looking at another actor or looking at an audience, and I feel a connection. And, a connection either with the actor, with the audience, where something is changing emotionally, something is happening between the people that I'm working with, or between, if I'm talking directly to an audience, between me and an audience, you hear the laughter. When you feel like you're really being listened to, not just with your words, but with every sense of who you are. I feel like I'm an actor because it uses everything I have. Not just my brain, not just my body, not just my sense of humor and my politics. It colors everything that I do. Don't be afraid. If there's something you want to do and you have fear, really go into the fear of it. And don't put off doing something because you're afraid to do it. Embrace the fear. That's what I've learned to do as an older person now, is I sort of go, I'm still sort of scared to do that, but I'm going to do it because really, what do I have to lose? I wish I had that attitude back then. So it would really be sort of like, yeah, feel the fear, that's fine, but don't let it stop you from doing things.